Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. It is an honor and a privilege to have you today as we study the Word of God together. I'm in the ninth chapter of Hebrews, and I'm not doing a Hebrew study, not here. I'm doing that on a Wednesday midweek, which, by the way, all those are available to our website or on our app, and most of them are titled Hebrews and then subtitled something else. But I'm dealing with the famous passage, all of sin, or it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And I want to show you that the author uses some connections. It's appointed for men to die once. After this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once. Notice, men have a one-time appointment with death. So Christ met a one-time appointment with death. What's the author doing? He's showing you that Jesus became a one-time death because everybody has a one-time death. It doesn't mean that when Jesus had his one-time death, you no longer have a one-time death. It means that Jesus partook of a one-time death because you're going to have to partake of one. So he would take the sting of it so that it would be no sting on you. Now, if that be the case, let's start over again. And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. After your one-time death, you are judged. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. What's the connection? You have a one-time death. Jesus had a one-time death. You have a judgment. He bore the sins of many. Why does he bear the sins of many in his one-time death? The answer is right there in the text. Because you have a one-time death and have to face a judgment. Since you have a one-time death and have to face a judgment, Jesus has a one-time death and is judged. Again, this doesn't mean you don't have a one-time death, and it doesn't mean you will not be judged. It means Jesus tasted your one-time death, Jesus became your judgment. If you will move into Christ by faith, there's no sting in your one-time death because he's already faced it for you. You can face death, as Paul said, almost with an insulting tone. Paul said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You got nothing on me, Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 15. You don't have to fear death because he's already died once. Thus, when you face your judgment, you've placed your faith in his one-time death. What did his one-time death do? He bore the sins of many so that now you don't have to face the judgment on your own. Why does Jesus bear the sins of many with his death? Simple, because man is destined to be judged. Thus, Christ's death is not only a sacrifice, Christ's death is the fulfilling of justice. So you don't just say, Jesus laid his life down as a sacrifice for me. You say, Jesus laid his life down as me. Once we comprehend that, I think we're on the road to really understanding who we are in Christ. Now, I want to deal, I already read it yesterday. Let's read it again. Verse 28. To those who eagerly await for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. I want to deal with that briefly tomorrow, what that means when he appears a second time. He will not deal with our sin. He'll deal with our salvation. And I think you're going to have a fun time seeing something beautiful about appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. We'll see you then. Until then, grace and peace.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.